Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we're talking to you on this Wednesday, April the 17th, 2024. I've got my good friend, Mr. Brent Smith, who is the attorney for Kenney County, Texas. And I consider Kenney County to be kind of like the Lexington of Texas when it comes to the border issue, because that's where they have fired the initial volley to get attention regarding this whole situation with the border crisis. And it appears that Mr. Smith has done it again. He has got a petition, and let's find out what it's all about. Welcome to the show, Brent. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, George. Yesterday we sent a petition to the governor, and, you know, the county judge, the sheriff, and myself signed it. And what the petition does is request that he call a special legislative session to address an issue that, quite frankly, we've needed from day one of this crisis, and that is to create a special law enforcement agency statewide in Texas that's specifically trained and equipped to tackle this border crisis. And there is a bill filed by Representative Guillen that is in the last special session that creates, or recreates, I guess I might add, the Texas Department of Homeland Security Division, which used to be an agency in Texas. And now, you know, I don't think there's anything with it anymore. But what that bill of Representative Guillen's does is resurrects that agency, tasks them with border security mission, and all the border security measure that needs to be enforced. Because what it comes down to, George, is, as you know, our borders are over 1,200 miles long. And to try to implement or uniformly implement state law into a vast distance and area like that, you have to have coordination, resources, training, and quite frankly, our law enforcement is just undermanned and undertooled to do that. And the cartels' networks go, you know, they stretch across the state. And so this is a monumental task that we are now confronting. And despite law enforcement's best efforts, we need something that coordinates everybody in the state of Texas so law enforcement acts as one. And what this bill would do would do that. It would coordinate, implement, train, and more importantly, it would coordinate with all local law enforcement as well. So it would give the tools that Texas law enforcement needs to confront this border crisis head on and try to solve it.
Now, the criticism that we've already got is related to SB4. Liberals are accusing Texas of deporting illegal aliens and that kind of. Do you think that this petition, should it go forward, would be that there would be the accusation now that we're trying to create our own border patrol?
You know, the SB4 issue is interesting. You know, that to me, that's a so separate and total issue all in itself. Just if you take SB4 out of the equation, we still need this department. Because to me, this should have been the first thing Texas did, and then implementing other laws for border security measures. Because, you know, you can pass the laws, all the laws you want, but if you can't implement them, you're just wasting your time. And so that's what we found is, you know, just criminal trespass alone, George, we're having trouble enforcing that because of lack of law enforcement and boots on the ground. And so what we need is coordination to where all the law enforcement agencies work together, and they're specifically trained and tasked at what to look for. Now, with SB4 in the mix, you know, I would say that's probably even more of a reason to have it. But even if SB4 is totally enjoined, for example, we would still need this agency regardless if SB4 goes into effect or not. But, you know, it's one of those things where you look at if you're up on a 2,000, you know, foot view of the whole situation, one thing glaring that is missing in Texas is a law enforcement agency that is tasked with fulfilling border security. Right now we have DPS doing as best as they can do, but they're, you know, they're also pulling troopers away from their home areas where they normally are to try to supplement what we're doing on the border. And it's a short-term fix, but in the long run, the state of Texas needs something to secure our border and enforce our state laws we have.
Now, again, give some examples to the folks about the criminal trespassing that is going on in Kenney County. Because Kenney County, folks, sits right on the border. So tell them a little bit about some of these examples.
You know, I mean, they're just over and over. I mean, we have ranches that have fences and pastures. You're talking like a 1,000-acre pasture that the rancher can't even keep livestock in it anymore because he can't keep the fences together. They keep getting cut and trampled and run through, driven through. So that rancher's losing that 1,000 acres of property, which who knows how much money that is. He can't even utilize the property. The homes are being broken into. You know, and all the smuggling events happen. You know, what's unfortunate is just a few weeks ago, we had a very bad wreck with a smuggler with several illegal aliens, you know, perishing in the accident. And so all of our EMS resources were at this accident. Well, in the meantime, a local citizen had a stroke, and she had to wait over an hour for an ambulance to show up and take her to the hospital. And unfortunately, she eventually died. And so that's what it looks like on the ground when a policy from Washington creates dangers and causes deaths for those on the ground living this every day. We can't continue to do this. It's not sustainable for any nation, let alone the state of Texas.
And your county is just one of many small, well, they're not small geographically, they're not. They're huge geographically. But in population, they are small. And yours is one of several that are in that situation that are facing that, correct?
You know, yes. Another good example, and we have 3,200 people in the county. So I'm about to tell you a stat right here, but keep in mind there's 3,200 people that live here. In 2020, we had a total of 200 criminal prosecutions for the entire year. In 2022, we had a total of about 7,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That from 200 to 7,000 criminal prosecutions, that is it's outrageous. And 99.9% of that jump is border security related criminal charges. And so that's another reason this task force, that this border security task force that we're speaking of, you know, we need something to prevent the crime from skyrocketing. We can't take this. We can't stay at this level of crime, to put it bluntly. And it's not only the state, it's not only the Kinney County, it's throughout the state of Texas now, as you've seen, and the nation.
Right.
This is going to continue to get worse until Texas can do something about it. Correct. And we're trying with everything we have, but I think this border security agency is a step in the right direction on actually solving the crisis.
Again, tell the folks what your petition is all about one more time.
So this petition is a request to the governor, Governor Abbott, to call a special legislative session. And when he does so, he can name, you know, he's calling a special session to pass a bill that creates a Texas Homeland Security Division, which would be tasked with implementing and enforcing border security laws throughout the state of Texas. And so this is what we're asking the governor to do. And, you know, we don't expect it to happen next week, but we need it to happen before 2025. Because here's the thing, George, the next regular session of when the legislature meets is in 2025. We can't wait that long to have something like this. We need it yesterday. And so what I'm asking folks that are listening to this is contact your local representation, your county judges, your sheriffs, your Texas representatives, to also send a letter to the governor requesting a special session. And if they need a template, they want to use a template that we did, they can contact my office and obtain it.
You got it. Tell them where, how they can get a hold of you and your office.
Yeah, my office phone number is 830-563-2240. And my secretary can get that template to you or forward it to whoever you want to, your county judges. But we need to make our voices heard in this. The Texas legislature has to act in doing this. And I see this as the only way forward for Texas. And regardless of who's elected in the next presidential election, this is still going to be needed. If our borders were closed today, George, we're still going to have to dismantle the cartel element that stretches all throughout Texas. This fight is not going to be over anytime soon. Even if the border's sealed tomorrow, we have a lot of work on our plate to help protect Texans.
You got it, buddy. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with Kinney County, Texas attorney, Mr. Brent Smith. And Brent, I think that's a great idea, and we'll do whatever we can to support you guys.
I appreciate it, George. You've been there from day one, and it's been important to us here.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.